top of Chaf and Aleph. Hopefully we can get to the end of the parak today, get a little extra into Chaf, Aleph, and Aleph, so we can start a new, fresh parak tomorrow morning. So the Gemara begins two lines from the top. Basar Tamei is quoting the Sugya we've been discussing, that Braisa, if you find a machad, a needle inside the Basar, the Basar's Tamei, the parish, you find in the parish, a little different deal. So he said, if you find the machad in the Basar is going to become Tamei, but the Kalim and the Yadayim will be Tahor. So this Basar, high Basar that we're referring to, the Iskasher B'mai, what was the Machshir? Which of the Sheva Mashkim did it come into contact with that made the Basar now Roy Lutuma? And then when the Machat went in there, the Machat, which was Tameh, made the Basar Tameh. How did this Basar get Hukshar? So the Gemara goes through different points. If one's going to say it got Hukshar, this Kasher B'dam, the blood that was on the Basar, that what made the Basar Hukshar. V'ha Amar Rabbi Chiya, we already saw this once in Pesachim, didn't really tell us. Rabbi Chiya Barabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan Minayin L'dam Kadshim Sh'ena Machshir. How do we know that the blood of Kadshim does not serve as a Machshir? Normally, Dam is one of the Sheva Mashkim, but it doesn't work for Kadshim. Sh'nemar, the Dam of Kadshim doesn't work. Sh'nemar Lo Soch Lenu Al Ha'aretz Tishpechenu Kemayim. Dam Sh'nishpach Kemayim Machshir. Only blood that pours out like water. If it's Sh'ena Nishpach Kemayim, Eino Machshir, but if it doesn't pour out like water, it's not machshir, and the dam of kachim is not supposed to pour out. It's supposed to be caught completely in a kabbalah, and then ultimately a zrika. So this does not qualify as a dam for these purposes of hechshir. So it can't be the dam that was in the basar that was machshir the basar. So maybe the Gemara says ve'ela the iskasher b'mashke base mitabchir. Maybe it's referring to the mashkim the Gemara spoke of earlier, that they used to wash down the animals in the slaughterhouse in the zara, and that water that was used is going to be machshir the basar. Says the Gemara, v'ha'amar b'yosi b'b'chinina, mashke beis metab mechia, this water that was used to wash in the slaughterhouse in the Azara, lo dayan shein dachin, not only is it tahor, the water itself is tahor, even though it touches things that might be tameh, el she'ein machshir, and they don't have the capability of being machshir basar, so that can't be what's being machshir the basar, ela diskashir b'chibas hakodesh. This is already, we addressed this, we referred to this yesterday. Some special din of Chibas HaKodesh makes this into something Hechsher. Says Rashi, what does this mean, Chibas HaKodesh? El Deskasher B'Chibas HaKodesh, Chibas HaKodesh Machsharsa Lavoli Deituma. The Chibas HaKodesh, the want, the dearness, the endearment of the Kodesh, that somehow makes this into something of Tuma. Somehow the base of Mikdash itself makes Kodshim into Tameh. So in the Hochshel Tuma. Rabbeinu Chananel has a slightly different approach. Rabbeinu Chananel says on the side here, mine at least is in bold. It says Vishanya Diskasher B'Chibas HaKodesh Kolomar. He writes Taivas Adam L'Kadesh Mashva L'Kodesh Mashva Hadavar Shemakdish. The Taivas of the Adam. Rashi was focusing seems to be on the Chibas HaKodesh, perhaps the base of Migdash. Unclear. Rabbeinu Chananel is focusing on the Gavra, the person's Tavas that he likes, he desires the Kodesh. Mashva Hadavar. It makes into something Shemakdish Avapish L'Huchsha B'Maim Ki'ilu Huchsha. Even though it's not. So it's as if it's going to be Hukshar. Now this might be explained, at least according to what the Svar of Chibas HaKodesh we spoke of a few days ago, maybe last week at some point, what was the purpose of something being Machshir? Why does a piece of fruit or any food need a Hechshir before becoming Tameh? So we said two reasons. One was the Ramban, one was the Sefer Chinuch. Ramban says that if you were to drop, let's say, a regular piece of food on the floor, there's a difference if it's dry or if it's a wet piece of food. If it's wet, it gets much dirtier than something that's dry. Same thing when it happens to spiritual tumah, writes Ramban, that if something's wet, the apple gets wet, it gets much dirtier than if it were to be dry. That's what the Ramban says. But the Chinuch said, no, you take a fruit off the tree, you first want to wash it down to make it complete. Now the fruit is complete. Part of the process of making it into a fruit, into an ochel, is washing it down with something. So according to that second approach of the Chinuch, that you're making it into a fruit, perhaps this makes sense to the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rashi also, even though it never actually gets wet, it's not going to get dirtier like the Ramban, but by you being machshivit, the person, or the base of Mikdash, making it machshivit into a chash of a piece of meat, that's going to make it into a gemar pri. It's going to complete the pri, and now ready to become tameh.
This is the machad is on the outside, is it? And he was on the inside of the animal.
I think so, yeah.
How was the terrace like the water?
Well, it was sticking out because we said if the hand of the kohanim or the sakin touches, the knife touches it, so it must be sticking out.
Oh, I thought it was a knife when you slaughter it, that's why I thought.
Maybe when you slaughter it could be also, but
I think we learned in the that about the needle that you swallow and then it comes out through.
Yes. It comes up in chulin somewhere. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It passes through the inside the animal, but I'm saying, but it's
and
inside.
Then it sticks out somehow.
Yeah. It sticks out.
I think so.
I thought it was inside. Yeah. It sticks outside one of the stomachs. It goes into the other one, but still inside that animal.
Or the way it goes in two different stomachs.
Right, but it's still inside the animal.
Right, so I don't know the exact mitzvahs, but somehow it's in a way. I guess even if it's not sticking out, let's say it gets, you slice it up. So I'm not sure at what point they would wash the animal either. Uh-huh. Could have been they slice it and wash it. I don't know.
Right. I thought they used to wash the animal because it makes it easy. No, they used to get it to drink.
Yeah, they get it to drink.
Because it makes it easy to skin it.
They also, Gemara actually later on talks about washing the animal on the outside makes it easier to skin as well. Uh-huh. Could be they washed it a few times during this stage. So the Gemara says, so again, this basar became huch shel tuma through the chibz hakodesh. Chibz hakodesh made it into a gemar pri, if you will, and then if it came to contact with the machat made it tamer. So the Tosos here asks, he says, Tos dibar maska ella diskasher b'chibz hakodesh vim tomar yichibz hakodesh mahanya. Actually, we should wait. Let's wait a moment. Actually, one more two more lines of the Gemara. Let's come back to this Tosos. So he says, Amar, the Gemara asks, Amar demahanya le chibos hakodesh liv sulei. So I understand that chibos hakodesh can make this meat into something that eventually, if the tummy touches it, it will become puzzled, disqualified. This kodesh can't be eaten. Liv sulei gufe. Limimne be rishon visheni. But limne be rishon visheni. Nami? Is someone going to say you can now make this into a rishon and a sheni to now, if someone touches the buser, it's going to be a different level of tumah and make the other, let's say, kachim. So let's say the machat's going to make the basar into a rishon. Now this basar is going to go ahead and make it someone else who touches it into a sheni, or another piece of meat that touches it into a sheni. Meaning chibz hakodesh only has the capability to make it into something puzzle, but not to start counting different levels of tumah. Because had it had the ability to make it different levels of tumah of counting rishon and sheni, tivsho debay Reish Lakish, it should be able to answer the following shaila Reish Lakish had. Reish Lakish asked, Tzarid Shalmanachos is Machlokus, but according to Rashi, at least right now, Rashi writes, Tzarid Shalmanachos is Yavesh Shalmanachos, the dry part of the Manachos, the flour. Mokum Shul Nogol L'Sham Shemen. They add all this flour in the pan. They poured oil on it. The oil didn't get to every single part, so there were certain pockets that were dried flour. So this dried flour, Reish Lakish had the following Shiloh. Monin Bo Rishon Visheni Olo. Do you count the first and second different levels of Tumah, or do you not? He wasn't sure. So Rashi explains, actually Rashi doesn't really explain much here, but he wants to know whether or not he wasn't sure whether this is going to qualify as Rishon Hashem. Let's say ultimately it becomes tummy, touch one of the parts of the soles, so part of flour becomes tummy, and the whole thing becomes tummy now. Are you going to say that it's going to get Rishon Lasheni, or it's just going to be puzzle?
Of Hektish?
Of Hektish, yeah. Menachos only applies to Hektish, exactly. So, they're assuming right now there's no huchshir. The dry part, no shemen touches. Shemen is one of the shiva mashkim. But the dry part of menachos, no shemen came into contact. That's why it's dry. So it can't become tamei. Oh, it can become tamei because it's chibas hakodesh. It's one of the kudshims. So once it's in the base of mikdash, it's chibas hakodesh. And it will become tamei, but he won't be able, he wasn't sure when it becomes tamei through a huchshir of chibas kodesh, could it start counting levels of rishon l'sheni? Or no, chibas has just the ability to make something tamei of pasul. Just possible gufo, but doesn't have the ability to transfer tumah additionally. That was a shayla Reish Lakish had. He didn't have an answer. If it was true that chibas hakodesh can be machshir something to become tameh in counting levels of rishon and sheni, Reish Lakish should have had an answer. In fact, he didn't have an answer. Sounds like chibas hakodesh only makes something possible guf, not counting rishon and sheni.
So again, so what does that make you if you touch something which is chibas hakodesh?
So that's the shayla. It sounds like from the Gemara right now, it only has ability to make something possible guf, but not to be metame other things.
So in and of itself would be possible. Let's say this dry patch of flour. So that dry patch of flour.
It's possible that the coin can't eat it.
Will be like
it can't eat it.
Right.
Will be like Ravi.
Exactly. Oh, that's the show. Exactly. We're going to get to that in a second. That's exactly the Hakira.
Because Ravi is possible and it's not tame.
Right.
It's not
tame. Right. So let's talk about that since you brought it up. There are a number of interesting things on this Gemara. One thing is the Mikdash David writes, has the following Chakira. When we say that, according to the Sad, that it cannot metame other things, it's just puzzle. That the Chibas HaKodesh can make something eventually puzzle, but goof no more. Is that because we view it as a Revi? Or no, it's a Rishon HaSheni, it's a Rishon, let's say, but just doesn't have the Koach to metame other things. who cares? Either way, if it's a Rishon without a koach or a Vi, either way they don't have a koach. He says the following nafkamina. A mechatas, the parduma, has a different level. Mechatas could be tamei even under chamishi. We say chuma is up until shlishi, kodesh is up until revi. Mechatas could even go up until a chamishi. So if we say that it's a revi, basically chibus hakodesh makes it into a revi, so revi has the ability to make a mechatas into a chamishi, not a kachin, but mechatas. If we say no, it's a rishon, just doesn't have the ability to metame other things. So even though it's a Rishon, it cannot be Metame things, even a Mechadas, it can't be Metame. That's the Nafkamina the Mikdash Shabbos writes, understanding the Sa'ad, that it's only possible Guf.
What, a Revi would be stronger than a Rishon, a Mechadas?
Well, that's the Chiddush. Chibas HaKodesh, all it does is, it cuts off the ability to be Metame other things.
Right.
But it's a Rishon, it's one level removed from the initial Tumah, but it stops, the potency is no longer there. The other approach is, no, Chibas HaKodesh brings it down a level, brings it down to the Revi level. Which by definition doesn't have the ability to be metame kodshim, but does have the ability to be metame mechadas. So that's the nafkamina he brings down.
But in the case of menachos, we hold that I think the flower was washed and everything. In fact, it was after it was talish. I mean, isn't it? Or it has to be at that.
It has to be royal achila, I believe. Yeah, it's not food yet until it gets the flour. Right.
What is the mission in Chagiga though? If it's in something that's metabel tuma. And you touch one of them, then the entire thing becomes tummy, no?
Ah, so beautiful. That's also a good question about it. So you're saying, so this menachos with a shaman on it, so all of it should be. So that halacha, so these are the number of halachas brought down. So one answer brought down is that the halacha only applies to being metame something. We're talking about being machshir. What's the case? The case that we're talking about is menachos. So you have a pan here, and there's menachos in it. You pour oil on it. Nothing's tame yet. We're talking about being huchshir to become tame. So pour oil on one side of the basket, the kli here, will necessarily be machshir the entire thing, even that which doesn't touch the oil. If tumah kli mitzarech is certainly true by tumah. If part of it's tameh, the entire kli will become tameh. But in terms of hochshir, that's a big machshir shown. So according to that point, let's say you say it applies even to be machshir. Let's say it does. So then, what do you say about this gemara here? Rabbi Yochanan on the side has a different shot. According to Rashi, who says that tsarid is a dry part of the menachos, so you have a great shaila. So what do you mean? Just because it's dry, shouldn't the kli be mitzarif it? So you have to say, no, Rashi thinks the kli mitzarif only applies to metame, tumah, not in terms of hechsher. But Rabbeinu Chananel seems to assume, no, it will even apply to being mitzarif things to a hechsher. If it's in the same kli, that part of menachos is hechsher tumah, everything in the kli will become hechsher tumah. So what's the case here? How is it possible, this case here? That's not going to be hukshel tuma in this case. So Rabbeinu Chananel said tsarid means shehu psolas hasolas kigon hamursim. It's psolas. It's not flour. It's some, let's say, a pebble or something that is not normal flour that got stuck in there. It wasn't sifted well enough. That's what it means, and it's not part of the flour. It can't become tummy. It's not a roi lachila. That's what he's referring to the case there in the Gemara. That's a great point. They're really about whether hukshel klimat tsarif applies to being hukshel as well.
He calls it tsarid. Or stone. You're saying it's stone?
Oh, yeah, I guess it's different gears also, yeah. Right. Sari as opposed to it's sarid. Right. Mm-hmm. That's also probably... Right. Okay, so just back to a couple more points. Let's do the Tosas. So actually, we're still in the Gemara. Let's get a... What's going on in the Gemara right now? We want to know how is it Hochshir? We said it can't be Dam Kachim because Dam Kachim is not Machshir. It can't be the Maim of the base Metabcha, that's not Machshir. Then we suggested Chibus HaKodesh, and we're saying, well, Chibus HaKodesh only makes something puzzle, but it doesn't make something Tameh, Rishon or Sheni, to Metameh something else. So how did this thing get Machshir? Let's just finish this piece of the Gemara. So Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kigon Shahayus HaPara Shal Zivche Shlamim, Ve'vira Benahar B'shachta, V'dai Mashke Tofeach Aleh. So the case is you have shlamim here, and the shlamim, you passed it through the river on the way to the Azara, and when you shecht it, it still had water on it, dripping, and that water was what got the animal hochshir, that water. Not the water of the base metab, no, that water's not machshir, it's the water from outside, which still remained on the animal when you brought it to the Azara and shechted it. And that's the mayim that we're referring to, that's how it became hochshir. So a number of interesting things come on the side here. Tosas writes in Elod Iskashir B'chibas HaKodesh. It says, Vim Tomar, if you're going to say that Yichibas HaKodesh Mahanya the Minya Bei Rishon V'Sheni, let's say Yichibas HaKodesh has the koach to make this basar into Rishon and Sheni. My nafkamina, what's the big deal? Who cares of the following halacha? The high mashkin base metabcha dochin vei machshirin. What's the relevance that the kodesh will not become hukshir from the water that they washed in the base metabcha? And it's not going to be, it's who cares? Once it's a kadshim, it goes into the Beis HaMikdash, Chibas HaKodesh already makes it Huchshar. Who cares whether the other waters in the Beis HaMikdash won't be, make him a Huchshar? It already is Huchshar from the Chibas HaKodesh. Answers tells us, you're going to find cases where you're going to bring things into the Beis HaMikdash will not qualify as Chibas HaKodesh. And the washing, the Beis HaMitapcha, has to be excluded from Huchshar as well. What are the cases? V'omari, v'ditzerech l'kama d'var m'shemivin b'azara d'lo shaykh b'hu chibas ha-kodesh k'gom b'kurum o'chulin sh'ochlin b'azara k'dei sh'l'echel mincha v'azavech al-hasova. Things that are not kudshim that are brought into the zara. You bring it to the zara, like b'kurum, it's not kudshim. You have to bring it to the zara though. Those things don't fall into the category of chibas ha-kodesh. So one might think maybe the water to the Beis HaMitapcha that they wash down the fruit with will be machshir. No, Beis HaMitapcha is la machshir. Maybe the chulin, they bring chulin to the zara, because you have to eat, just like we eat the carbon pesach or matzah for us, al hasova on a full stomach, so too you have to eat the menachos on a full, and the zvachim on a full stomach, so that chulin brought in to help eat the carbon al hasova, that's not kachim. Chibas HaKodesh does not apply. So if it were to be washed down with the water of the Beis HaMitapcha, that wouldn't be machshir either. That's the nafkamina of that halacha.
What's the chibas HaKodesh would be like a takanam in the rabban?
We mentioned that yesterday. Remember the Rashi Tosas. Rashi in the bottom, who quoted the halacha of l'rabos kobaser l'rabos etim levona. So Rashi just says that was an asmach de ba'alma, etim levona that was brought into the Beis HaMikdash. How would that become tame? What's the hechsher? Chibas right. HaKodesh is what made etim levona into something chashuv.
Right.
But Rashi said that was only a derbanim. Tosas they argued and said it's the deraisa. It's a they bring a pasuk
because if it's deraisa then Beit HaMizbachayim, it would be a problem because, you know, when we learned this with the other time, we said that the Rabbanan were able to take out the Tumah there because of the Rabbanan, and that was the whole Mahlach Shatimim to Rabban Shmuel, right?
That was about, like, the water used in the base, right?
Right.
So how's it relevant here, you're saying?
Because Chibas HaKodesh, if it's the Raisa, then the water, I mean, unless we say that it cannot transfer tuma, then it would be okay. But if it transfers tuma, then they wouldn't be able to transfer that tuma on the Beis HaMizbachayim on the Beis HaMizbachayim because it's made the rice, you know. The whole reason we said the Beis HaMizbachayim that was able to cancel is because the Rabbanan said, okay, you know what? There we're not going to be, it could become tame, but it's not going to be metame.
Right. Right, so according to Tosus writes here, those cases that, now that we have the concept of the Chibas HaKodesh, so Beis HaMitapcha, that only refers to things that Chibas HaKodesh does not apply to, which are things that are not Kachim. If it's Kachim, you're right. Chibas HaKodesh, they're Hochsha ready. And everything that's Kachim is ready Hochsha because of Chibas HaKodesh. The only thing that he discussed about the water being washed down in the slaughterhouse are things that were not Kachim, that you would not apply to Chibas HaKodesh to. So you're not uprooting Chibas HaKodesh. Those Bikurim and Chulin that are brought to the Azara, those are the things that only apply the din of... Yeah, I think so. If I'm understanding your question correctly. Okay. So, Okay, so now this Gemara here about Zivchei Shlomim, we just brought the Gemara, the case that the Gemara, you brought the Shlomim, you pass it through a river, and it's all soaking wet from the river, you bring it to the Zara, you shech the Shlomim, and the water still dripping touches the Basar, the Basar is Huchshar, the Machet touches the Basar is now Tameh. So Rashi writes, why did they choose a case of Shlomim? So in my Rashi, it's three narrow lines up, but not bold. It's a Lahachi, I have two dots in Lahachi there, but not bold. Lahachi Nakit Para Shot Zivchei Shlomim. Why the Gemara choose this case, an example of a shlamim? It could have chose any case, l'chora. The fish ha'or, that's what you were mentioning before, the fish ha'or of abasir l'baylam. The skin and the meat go to the baal of shlamim. U'mis'asek li'afos ha'or of abasir. So they need to make it easier, the basir to skin it. U'mavir b'nahar samach l'shchita. They pass it through a river right near the shchita, right before the shchita. U'mashkin also, right, you give them something to drink. Kedesha tehei nochalavshi, to make it easier to skin the animal. Kedarminim b'siyuma debeta. So why did they choose the case of shlamim that they pass that to the river? Because it comes to a chatas, it comes to an ola, the baal is not eating the skin, so they don't really care so much about the skinning of it. But in the shlamim, I'm bringing my own shlamim, I'm going to get the skin, I'm going to get the meat, so I'm going to pass it to the river to make the hafshata much easier. That's why they chose shlamim. Einach anami, it could have been any other kachim as well. The Ketzos writes on this Rashi, he says, he argues, he says, One of the dinim of being machshir food is you need das baal. The baal has to have das ki yutan mayim. He has to have the das, the rotzon that went to the baal. So it says shlomim is the only example of kudshin kalim that according to Yosef Glili it's mamun bailim, that the baal has the mamun. He has the bailis on the shlomim. As opposed to kudshin kudshim comes to chatas and ola, the baal has no bailis to it. So he says that a baal cannot be machshir a chatas and an ola. He doesn't have rights to the chatas and ola. The fact that he brought it to the river won't be machshir zvachim of chatas and ola. Only shaman where he has ownership of, because of kutche kalim, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he has the ability to machshir. That's why zivchei shaman was chosen, because only this halacha only applies to zivchei shaman. That's the chiddush of the ketos. Now the ketos over argues and says, you're right. Normally speaking, that you do require ruts under the baal. You need the das of the baal. But the only reason why you need das baal normally is because I can't go ahead and be mach someone else's baal, someone else's animal, someone else's object. Because we have then, where I'm countering his das. But there's no counter. No one else owns this baser. It's unowned by anybody, so I'm not going against anybody, so no one to fight away. You only need das to make sure no one else does it. But if no one owns the animal, it's chatas ola, but no one has ownership to it. So then I could bring it in through the river, through the waters, and be machshir myself. It's only someone else who owns an animal, I can be machshir his own animal. But this is ownerless, if you will. Even in this case, I could be machshir a oler or chatas. And the Shol Meshi writes that no, there actually is a baal in the case of the chatas and ola. The gizbar serves as a baal. He's allowed to pass it through the rivers. So even according to Rashi, Rashi has a good reason. Your Erechanami, Chatas Ola could have been chosen as an example according to the Ksav Sofer or according to the Shalom Meshiv. So why they choose the example of Shalmim? Because Shalmim is just more likely that they'll pass it through the river to make the skinning easier. Okay, the Gemara goes on now. It says, Nimtzas Beferesh HaKoltar. Quoting from the Bryce we saw earlier, if you found the Machat in the parish, in the Tzoa, inside the animal, then everything's Tahor. V'nihadar Perish V'nitma L'basar. Maybe one should say now the parish is Tzoa, should go become Tameh, and then in turn make the Basar Tameh. So says the Gemara, on Rav Ada Bar Ava Parish Ava, very thick type of parish, it's not liquidy, it's not considered a mashke. So only a mashke could be Metameh the Basar of the Ochel, but if it's a thick parish where it's considered an Ochel, Ochel cannot be Metameh the Basar. That's the case. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tema Beferish Racha. Even if you were to say it's a loose type of parish, it's more liquidy, it's a mashke, this wouldn't qualify because it's a mashke suruach, which we already said before, it's a disgusting type of mashke, that's not going to be metame ochel. Tani kami, the Rav Sheshes, sheretz metame samashkin. So sheretz can be metame liquids, umashkin metame sakli, now liquids can be metame a kli, but kli metame saochlin, then ochlin metame samashkin. There are these different levels, and sounds like there are four levels right now. Sheretz, Mashkim, Kli, Ochel, Mashkim. I guess five levels, really. So, V'lamadnu Shalosh Tumas. We see three levels. B'sheretz. Hani Arbahim. What do you mean? These are four, not three. So, it says the Gemara, goes Mashkim Duresha. Remove Mashkim Duresha, and it should be read, Sheretz is Matame Kli. A Kli is Matame Ochel. Ochel is Matame Mashkim. That's how you read it. So, the Gemara says, Adarabba goes Mashkim the Sefer. No, remove the Mashkim in the Sefer and read it as follows. Sheretz metame mashkin, mashkin metame kli, kli metame ochel. Why removing the second mashkin? Why removing the first mashkin? Remove the second mashkin. So Gemara says lo ashkan tana damer mashkin metame kli. We don't find anywhere that mashkin can be metame kli. We said before the only thing that can be metame kli is an av hatuma. So an av hatuma can be metame kalim. A mashkin is not an av hatuma. Mashkin cannot be metame in av hatuma. Says the Gemara, you're right, so we'll remove the first mashkin. The first mashkin. And Ela Rabbi Yehuda, v'hadar bei v'si marach nizaisen. Maybe really, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda initially, in the Brisa, before his chos, if you remember a few days ago, Rabbi Yehuda said that mashkin can be metame, even kalim, everything. So maybe it's really according to Rabbi Yehuda, before he retracted that it can be metame, kalim, that's what's going on. And v'si marach nizaisa, what's the simon nizaisa? So Rashi explains, towards the bottom, five lines up. What's the siman here? Not sure. You shouldn't forget. Simanech shlo titat b'sidron. You shouldn't make a mistake. Nizaisa is seder matile sheicher saorim. The way you make barley-based beer is tchila nosin kli. First, you put the kli down. Achakach ochel, then you place the food. Achakach mashke, liquid. That's how you're going to remember. That sheretz is metamei a kli, an ochel a mashke. That's the simon, so you shouldn't get confused with the different yourselves here in the Gemara. So that was a brisa that was just brought in here.
So this brisa is just independent, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Completely independent brisa. Now the Gemara brings another independent Mishnah. Tanan, Hassan. The Mishnah teaches us there, a Mishnah in Kalim. Sheretz, Shinimsa betanur hapas shibasocha shniya vipnesha tanur tchila. So I have in a oven a sheretz hanging above somewhere in the tanur, and I have bread baking in the tanur. So the sheretz makes the pass into a sheni, because the sheretz makes first the tanur rishon, and the rishon makes the pass sheni. So Amar le Rav Ada barava le Rava v'nechse la hay tanur kimande malituma dami v'teve hay pass rishona. Maybe you should view the entire airspace of the oven full of this small sheretz, but maybe the whole tanur should be tame, and then you should view it as if the sheretz directly touches the pas, and the pas should really become rishona. That's the Gemara suggest asked question. There's the Gemara Amalei lo sakadaitach. No one would think such a thing. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us yachol yekol kelim tamim miavir kli acheres. One might think all kelim will become tame from the airspace of the kli chares. Tamim lomar. So it says anything inside it is going to become tame. And next to it says from all the food. So no, the kalim do not become tame from the avir. Only food becomes metame from the avir kliacheres. How does it answer our question here?
I thought it was the opposite.
Yeah.
I thought that the
sheretz
is metamedikli, and then the kli is
metamedikli. We're saying
even in the
brisa
that we just learned before, the
kli
comes second,
which is
sheretz,
kli, olcha. Right. No, it is. So this brisa, I'm trying to figure out how it goes back to our question. The brisa, let's say independently, is telling us, let's say I had other kalim in the tanur. You're right. The sheretz is metame the kli of the tanur. But let's say, can it make the other kalim hanging suspended in the tanur as well? So it says the airspace only makes the tanur into it a tame, but can't make other kalim suspended in the air also tame. So how's that bring it? How's it bring it back to our Gemara right now? So the point is that we see that the fact that other kalim are not tame in the airspace proves that we don't view the sheretz as covering the entire airspace. That was the question. Why do we suggest that maybe the pas should become a rishon, not a sheni? Because maybe you should view the sheretz that's hanging in the airspace as covering the whole airspace, a very large sheretz. No, we don't view that. How do you know this? Because had we viewed the sheretz as covering the entire airspace, then all kalim that were to be suspended also in the tanner should also have been kam tame. Comes to passing and says, no, this airspace that the sheretz is in can only be metame pas. Can't be metame kalim. Because had it had the ability to be metame,
that was a metame the pas with the airspace,
no? No, through the tanur. Not the way I view it is the sheretz in the airspace only directly attacks the tanur. Now the tanur is tame. Once the tanur is tame, it can metame ochel, pas, but can't metame kelim, exactly. So we see from this brisa that sheretz, we do not view the sheretz as covering the entire airspace.
Because otherwise, it would be the kelim also would give.
Because the sheretz is avatuma can make kelim as well. Exactly. Now, there's a beautiful Rashi, a very long Rashi, but this brings a lot of the basics we've been discussing, lays out a real good summary of a lot of tuma we've seen. The top Rashi here in Chaf Amar Beis says, Tamalomar, Bechule, Vesamech, Le, Mikol, Hocha. Kolomar, Hay, Kol, Ba, Asher, Besocho, Shemarti, everything that was in the tanur. That I said, Amarti lecha, ba'och amarti lecha, only applies to food. Vi kamande malituma chashele lechitzon. If you were to view it as the entire thing is full of the sheretz of the tuma, nimtzeis tuma nogas begavo shel kli shatef. The kli shatef mitame megavo. It's going to end up touching the outside of the kli that's, let's say, suspended in the air here, and it's going to mitame kli from the outside of a kli. Exactly. El shma mina kol shebesocho yitma machmas kli hu demetame. It's not tame because of the sheretz. It's metame machmas the kli of the tanur. Vashmiin and kra the ochu nemashkin hu demekabli tuma mevlada tuma avak kli lo. We learn from this halacha, this pasuk, that a rishon, a vlada tuma, which is a rishon, which is the tanur in our case, the rishon can make food and drinks tame, but it can't make kalim. From this very answer, we learn the following. That kli that's a rishon cannot be metame another kli. And food and drinks also cannot be metame kli. We learned that earlier. So we, what's the halacha? That kelim cannot become tame from a rishon. Whether the rishon is a food or drink, whether the rishon is a kli, kelim cannot become tame from a rishon. Further, v'adam nami she'enu avatuma kigon nogeya b'tumas nevela b'sheretz lo metame kli. Also, a person who's not an avatuma, a person who's a rishon, meaning he touched a nevela or he touched a sheretz. Now this person is a rishon. He also cannot be metame kli. D'chsiv v'nogeya b'nivlasam yitma. A person who touches a nevela says the pasuk he's yitame, he can be mitame other things, which means food and drink, but the pasuk doesn't say he has to wash his clothing. His clothing doesn't become tame because an adam who's a rishon cannot make kalim into a tumah. Again, he's just giving every case, every possible case of a rishon. All those cases can never make kalim into tumah. Only an avatumah can make kalim, but no rishon can make it into a tumah. Aval gabe nose, when someone carries a tuma, special gzeres akasev he betumas masa shemetame adam letay begadim she'olov b'shas masa v'lo begadim haban la'achemikan. A special din of nose, if I'm carrying sheretz, so sheretz makes me a rishon, but the clothing that I'm wearing while holding the sheretz actually becomes tame, even though I'm a rishon. I can't make kalim. Normally, I can't make kalim tame. A special din of nosei a sheretz or any other nevela or any other tumah being nosei can be metame begadim, but only while I'm holding the sheretz. If I remove the sheretz and then put other clothing on, that won't become tame. It's only bishas masa. Alma vlad. We see from all of this, alma vlad a tumah lo metamekli. Any vlad, any rishon cannot be metamekli. Chutz mitame meis shu ava tumah. Only tumas meis, which avi avos, which can then make a person into an avatuma, then he can make a kalim and begadim tame, because he really is an av, not a rishon. V'chein adam, so too we find by person, lo matzino lo tuma b'chol atura elam avatuma. A person, just like kalim, can never become tame unless it's from an avatuma. Kigon ayde sheretz v'nevelu v'shechazera, v'ayde zov mayonosav midraso, zov himself is an avatuma, and any of his bodily fluids. So all those we just listed at the end, they're all considered avatumas. An avatuma can make a person into a into tame, but a rishon cannot make adam. So again, the klal is, based on all these psukim and these sources, that adam and kalim can only become tame through an avatuma, not through a rishon or a lower. But ochel mashke can become tame from a vladatuma. If we walk away with anything, that should be like the big yisod, at least we walk away, the very basic yisod of Tuma Fatara from all these Gemaras. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. Three lines from the top. Gemara, this is going to be a pretty quick Gemara. It's going to be a review of some of the things we saw, the different versions, how questions were asked and answered. Different ways, but basically what we've been seeing up until now. Rav Chista, Rami Pischa, Pischa Umeshani. Rav Chista had a shayla from a Pesach Halacha to another Pesach Halacha, and he brought an answer. So he had said as follows. Mi Amar Yeshua Shank Achas, this is Rabbi Yeshua of our mission, back to our mission, I think it was Yudalad. Our mission Yudalad, he says that you're allowed to burn the case of Tumah and Tara on the very same day. Your Tumah of Torah and Tumah Tumea on Erev Pesach, you could burn the two together. Does Rabbi Yeshua really allow you to burn them together? Or Minhu? He asks a question from another halacha regarding Pesach. Amar Yosi, Ein Hanidon Dom L'Raya, Kisha Idu Rabbi Seinu Alma Haidu. So, im ala baser shenitma bevladotuma. If you're going to talk about a baser that became tamei from a vladotuma, shesorfen also im baser shenitma beavotuma. If that's the halacha that we're learning, that you could burn tamei and tar together, that raya is not good because that tamei v'zeh tamei. This is, again, we should remember this from a few days ago. This brisa, you can't learn halacha of burning tamei and Torah from a case of tamei and tamei. Im al Hashem, maybe you're going to learn from the halacha of Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah. Im al Hashem and shenifsa b'tivul yom, shemalikin otsa b'ner shenitma b'tamei meis, that you could burn together those two things. You can't learn that halacha to a tumah v'tara because that halacha was zeh posav v'zeh tamei. So af anu modim b'tshuma shenitmeis b'vlava tumah shesorv v'noso im tshuma shenitmeis b'ava tumah. We also allow you to burn two types of tshumas where both are tamei, different levels of tumah. Everyone agrees you could burn two different types of tumah together. About heach nisrof afilu tuluyo imatimeya, how are you able to burn even something that's a suffek tuma with a real tuma, let alone something that's completely tahor with tuma? How can you burn those together? Shema yovel yal v'yitarim, Eliyahu might come along and say, it's not a tluya, it's actually a tahor. So that's the question. So we see from here that according to Rabbi Yossi, right, so Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Yossi's attack on Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yossi was responding to Rabbi Shua, he was only talking about a case of Tuluya and Temea, not Tahora and Temea. Our Mishnah had a Girsa, Rabbi Shua allowed Tahora and Temea. This Brisa we just brought, Rabbi Yossi, only allows Tuluya and Temea according to Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Yossi argues doesn't allow even that, but Rabbi Yossi's argument tells us that Rabbi Shua must have held Tuluya and Temea is allowed, not Tahora and Temea. So what's Rabbi Shua's opinion? So the Gemara says, "Umishane ha Rabbi Shimon v'alibur de Bishua, ha Rabbi Yossi v'alibur de Bishua." No, the two different versions of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon learns Rabbi Yeshua one way. Rabbi Yossi learns Rabbi Yeshua a different way. The Tanya, the Brisa says, "Yud dalit shechal lios b'Shabbos, erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Mivaren es hakol mifnei Shabbos. Get rid of everything erev Shabbos. The sorfin chumos tmeos tluyos v'toros divrei Rabbi Meir. You burn everything together." Rabbi Yossi omer tahora b'pnei mifnei atzma. B'tluya b'fnei atzma, b'tmeya b'fnei atzma. You burn everything independently. And Rabbi Shimon says on this, lo nechlaku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, al Torah v'al tmeya shein sorfin. Everyone agrees that you separate according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, the machlokas. No one argues Tahora is burned separately, tmeya is burned separately. And they say further, shein sorfin al tluya v'al Torah. Sorry, I skipped a line there. Al mechlechu, al tluya, al tamea. So it's tluya and tamea. She Rabbi Eliezer Omer tisarif zubatma v'zubatma. Rabbi Shua Omer v'shtein kachas. So here he says that you could burn them both together. So this is Rabbi Shimon's understanding of Rabbi Shua. We see here that Rabbi Shua says shtein kachas. Okay. So this is Rabbi Shua's understanding. So Rabbi Shimon's understanding of Rabbi Shua that he can burn both together. So now it comes out it is Rabbi Shimon's the author of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also said that Rabbi Yeshua allowed Shteim Ka'achas.
Right.
So Rabbi Shimon is our author. The Gemara says, can we really say that Rabbi Shimon is our author? V'ha, Gemara says, V'ha masnisin Rabbi Yosihi. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosi. We had explicitly in the Mishnah talking about Rabbi Yosi was responding to Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Yosi's understanding. We just said there are two different versions of Rabbi Yeshua. There's Rabbi Yosi's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, and there's Rabbi Shimon's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Shimon's understanding of Yeshua was that you could burn them both together. He's the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi allowed only, according to Yeshua, Tluya v'Tumeya, not Torah. So our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara says, is our Mishnah really Rabbi Shimon? Our Mishnah, look at the Mishnah, it's talking about Rabbi Yossi responding to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yossi is the author of our Mishnah, not Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Meir, Afilu Rabbi Shimon valid the Rabbi Shua to make you can make you but tulu v'tmeya about the Torah v'tmeya lo. Rabbi Yossi argues himself fine. He says even according to Rabbi Shimon, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shua, even he's so makel, he's only makel so far to say it's tulu and tmeya is permitted, but he doesn't go so far to say two or tmeya is permitted.
So you have Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi.
Exactly. Okay. Now the Gemara brings a different way the Machlokas questions and answers brought. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rami Chuma, Apischo, Mishani. He asked the question from a case of Chuma to a case of Pesach, inconsistency for the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, and he answered the question. So, Mi Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Shtein Ka'achas, does Rabbi Yeshua really permit burning the two together of Temea and Tahora? Uminu, Chavis Shel Chuma, Shinolad Basafik Chuma. He had a jar of Chuma that there was a suffix, whether it became Tameh or not. Rabbi Eliezer Omer im ha'isa munechas b'makom haturfa. If it was a place of very exposed and vulnerable, so then yanichana b'makom mutzla. You're supposed to hide it. Vim ha'isa magula. If it was uncovered, yichasana. You're supposed to cover it. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua Omer im ha'isa munechas b'makom mutzla. If it's hidden somewhere, expose it. Yanichana b'makom haturfa. Im ha'isa mechusa. If it's covered, yigalenu uncover. So we see here. He's very concerned. Rabbi Shua is right. Grama in biyadaim lo. He only permits you to cause indirect tuma, but to directly mitame the truma, he doesn't say to mitame biyadaim. However, in the case of Pesach biyadaim, he allows you to take the truma tahora, put the Shumah Tameya, and there you directly be a daim you be mitame. So can you be one case sounds like only grum is permitted, another case even be a daim is permitted, says the Gemara, Mishanei ha Bishimon Aliba de Bishua, ha Rabbi Yossi Aliba de Bishua. They do different opinions. Rabbi Shimon was much more makil in his understanding of Rabbi Shimon, that he allowed Shem Ka'achas, that you could burn them together even be a daim. Rabbi Yossi was much more machmin in his understanding of Rabbi Shua, that he only allowed grumma according to Rabbi Shua. Now the Gemara has yet a third version of the way the questions and answers were brought. Rabbi Lazar, Rami Chuma, Chuma, Mishana. He had a question from Chuma to Chuma and he gave an answer. First case was a Pesach to Pesach question. Second was a Pesach to Chuma question. Now Rabbi Lazar has a version of Chuma on Chuma and gave an answer. What's his version of the discussion? Mi Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Grama in, Biyadaim Lo. Does Rabbi Yeshua really only permit indirect Tuma onto Chuma, but he doesn't allow Biyadaim? Or Minu. We had a jar of shuma that was on the top of the wine press, and it broke. And below, all the way down in the pit, had chulin that were completely tame. And if the shuma were to fall, now everything's going to become tame, and you can't eat the shuma, and you can't eat the chulin because the shuma mixed together, and it's a whole big mess. So what are you supposed to do? So the case is, Mode Rabbi Eliezer, Yeshua, Shim Yachol Lahatzim Mimena Rabbi Yispatara, Yatzil, you'll be able to get tahor kalim and catch it. That's the best thing to do, of course, to save the chuma into something tahor, and to save the money below, the chulim that are tame. Vim lav, that's it, you can't do that. The only thing available are kalim that are tame. What are you supposed to do? So this we saw already, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Teirud v'titma v'yitmen b'yad. Best that you just let it fall and everything goes to waste, then you to put kalim tameim to make it tame directly. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Yitmen b'yad. You can directly put kalim tameim below it, even though you're going to be causing b'yadaim the chuma to become tamei. You're allowed to make tamei b'yadaim. So we just said before, only grum is permitted. The case of you could expose it, you could uncover it to do grum. If it gets tamei, great. If it doesn't get tamei, okay. You can only do grumma. But here, even b'yadaim, Rabbi Shur allows you to do it. So Rabbi Yelizer answers, Mishane shiny hasam. There it's different. Dika hefsid chulim. The case of the chuma falling from the top of the wine press, it's going to make all the big hefsid mammon of all the chulim that's in the bottom of the pit. That's going to be very problematic because the hefsid, even if Yeshua allowed tome be a dime. What? Hefsid meruba. Exactly. Gemara's about to repeat that again. Exactly. So maskevla rava masisa nami ika hefsid etzim. Our case in the Mishnah, if you need two separate fires, so you're losing fire. So you're losing some of the extra wood. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ba'i lehefsim meruba chashashu lehefsim muat lo chashashu. No, using some extra firewood is not such a big deal. It's a few dollars for extra wood. But all the chulin that is below that you already spent the time pressing, the wine is very expensive, that's already a lot more money. So there he permitted it to be a dime. Where do you find such a case where we're concerned with the different levels of hefsid? Either we should always be concerned with any amount of hefsid or we should not be concerned. The Tani, the Brisa teaches us the chavish of shem and chuma. So now you have oil of chuma. Shenishbara begasa elyona. This cracked in the top of the wine press, or the wine press, like the oil, olive press it should be. Ubatachdona chulin tmein. In the bottom of the pit you had chulin tmein of oil. Moder Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Shim Yachal Hatzmi Men Revius Betara Yatzel. Everyone agrees that if you can get Kalim Tara, it should be permitted. Vimlav Terid Vititma Vaitmen Abiyad. In this case, you should.
This case is different than the other one?
This case is different. I guess there were two. I'm not sure why they didn't bring it. I don't know why. It's different. It's a different version of how it was brought. It's a little more organized. I'm not sure why they didn't bring it then. And now, I don't know. I'm not sure why they waited until now. Right, so this case here, it's not a machlok, because everyone agrees here that the
that was the same case as before, right?
Right, no, but this is the case of Shemin,
instead of
Yon. Yeah, exactly. And here in the case of Shemin, everybody agrees if you can't save it with Kalim Torim, better to make everything Tame below and not to be Matame
Biadayim. Because
the value is so exactly. Gemara is about to explain what's the difference. Why by wine are we concerned that you're allowed to save Biadayim, make the Chuma Tumea to save the chulin below, but the oil, if you can't find kalim tahor, let the shemen just fall to the bottom and everything goes to waste. Why should there be a difference? And Gemara says, my shna shemen deroy, what my shna? The shemen deroy lahalik yain. I skipped a line, sorry. My shna shemen, why is shemen different? Why do you allow shemen to go down, become tamayim? Deroy lahalik, so you're able to, you can still light it, still get hanan. There's no real hefsa there. Says the Gemara, Yain nami roi lizilif. Yain is permitted for zilif. So Rashi explains, what's zilif? Says Rashi, zilif is
sprinkled to give it smell.
For smell, right. I can't find that Rashi right now, but that's what he says it is. I thought he said that.
Yeah,
Zilif
says it later.
Oh, he says later on? Okay, so Zilif is sprinkling the wine for some type of nice smell. So even though it's tummy and you can't drink it, a coin can't drink it, you could still use it for other purposes other than eating.
Five lines one.
Oh, the Zilif Kavai. Okay, fine. Exactly. He does it later on. He says, Sarach Sheyehelo Reach Tov. Okay, so a nice smell. He sprinkled it for some nice smell. So the Gemara says, so therefore the oil, the wine also, better let the wine just drop to the pit and not be metam and be a dime, just like the oil, and use it for the zilif. The Gemara says, v'chi tem a zilif lav milsi. Maybe you're going to tell me zilif. Zilif, who needs zilif? It's really lav. It's shaman, you need the oil to light candles. That's important. But zilif, to have the wine, to have some smell, that's not a big deal. That's not real value. V'homer shmul mishim rabichia, shosin malug b'sela, u'mizalfin malug b'shaim. So it turns out that if you are drinking a certain amount of wine, it's only a sela. But if you want to do zilif with it, it's more valuable. It's more expensive. It's actually twice the price, twice the value. So it is very valuable.
What is it referring to? What people would pay for? Or what
I think if you were to buy it, I believe. I think if you were to buy this...
Are you saying that wine that smells good is more expensive than wine that doesn't smell good?
Right, exactly. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case of chadash b'chadash, where it's new and it's not red... It's not roy lezilif. It hasn't aged, hasn't got a smell yet. So once it's talking about chadash, so then the only value is to drink it. There's no value to zilif. Had it been yain yashan, then it would be zilif would be even. Now it makes sense. It's probably chadash. The fact that it's fresh in the wine press, lechor is going to be a case of chadash, not a case of yashan. V'har roy liyashana, but isn't it able to let just sit and age? So okay, now you have all this tamei wine, chul and tamei and chum all mixed together in the bottom. Take it out, leave it in a vat somewhere, let it sit for however many months it needs to start smelling, and let it sit there. So the Gemara says, no, if you let it sit, we don't like leaving things that are tummy or things that are usher in one's property, because you might come to forget about it, or might get thirsty, end up drinking it. Better to get rid of anything that you might be nichshal on. Gemara says, Shemanami Yasi Be De Takala. So oil also, you're not going to use all that oil in the pit to light candles right away. It's going to be sitting. It's going to take a few weeks, a few months to get rid of everything. So that also, you shouldn't be able to hold on to the shemen. Says the Gemara, the rami lebi kli mos. So you throw the oil into this disgusting type of kli, you're not going to come to eat it. It's gross. Gemara says, no, yai nami rami lebi kli mos. Also throw the wine into something disgusting that you'll never want to drink out of and won't have the concern of takala. Lezilif kabayle b'kli malas ramile. You want to use this wine for something to smell. You're going to throw it into a disgusting pot. It's not going to smell it anymore. It's not going to have a good smell anymore. You want to keep it maintained in a very nice, clean jar. Okay, let's keep going. Let's try to get to the end of the parak. We still have a few minutes. Takala atzma tanahi. This idea of being concerned about the takala is really machlokas tanahi. The tanya, chavish al yayin shal chuma shenitmes. So you have wine of chuma that became tamer. What are you supposed to do with this? You throw a chevel, which means like as a chavil, you throw it in one shot. Rashi says the bottom four lines up. If you just pour it all out in one shot and you don't sprinkle it. Why? Because you don't pour everything out for a smell. You want to sprinkle it all over the house, all over the field, a little by little. And that's going to take time. So as you're slowly doing it, even though over the course of one day you might get rid of all the yain through the zilif, it's still going to be very much delayed, and we're very concerned you might drink it in the interim. So Beis Shammai says, just pour everything out, and once something katame, pour it out, and don't get involved with any takalas. Beis Hillel Omrim Taz says, zilif, no, you're able to do zilif. Beis Hillel wasn't concerned that you might come to drink this thing. He wasn't concerned with takala. So that's the machlokas tonight in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether you're concerned of takala. So I'm Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Ani Achriya. I'm going to be Machriya, I'm going to make a pshara here. You saw the tishbach chevel bebayis tasa zilif. If you're in the field, so then you pour it out right away, because you're not going to pour it out in the field for any zilif purposes. But if you're in the house, so then you could do zilif. There's not going to be so much of a delay. Says Rashi, explains three lines up. Besade tishbach chevel the shein mezalf and besade. You don't mezalf. You don't sprinkle wine to make your field smell. The halo arminan she yavena bebayis lezalfa. We don't want to tell you to bring it to the house because that's going to ready that the hachi. By you bring it from the field to the house, you're holding on to it longer, you might come to drink it. So he says the din is as follows. When it comes to the field, you find that the chuma becomes tameh, so you pass like Beis Shammai and pour it all out of the field. If it becomes tameh while in your house in the bayis, So then we hold like Beis Hillel, and we say you could do Zilaf. And that's the Hachra of Rabbi Yishmael.
So what are we going to say? We were talking about Sadeh before?
The first gate. Well, he wouldn't. His Shammai said across the board, Lachara. Yishmael took the pinions and he just Mechalik.
The Gemara before had a chashash of Takala by Yayin when we were trying to understand the difference between Yayin and Shema. Gemara had a chashash Takala.
Okay, right.
So Gemara's not going like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is a chashash Takala. Beis Hillel doesn't have a chashash Takala. So the Gemara was trying to determine the difference between the case of Yayin and Shema. It was, you have to say, it was Besad, like Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi.
I mean, as opposed to passing like Beis Shammai, that's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you could still say, because Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua are both Tanaim also. So they could have their own opinion. They don't have to pass like Beis Shammai or not. They could pass like themselves.
What did they say also? You can do Zilaf, you're not afraid that eat it?
He wasn't concerned. If you do the Zilaf right away, let's say, and you know, on that very day, it sounds like from Rashi, if you were to hold on to it for longer, it's implied from Rashi, maybe that wouldn't be allowed. Only Bo Bayom, maybe. Maybe you can make a dig like that in Rashi. Gemara says, Ikadami, there and others had a following version of this discussion. B'chadash, what was the Hachra? B'chadash Tishbach, Chevel, B'yoshin Tasa Zilaf. If the wine that just became Tameh, it doesn't depend on the field of the house. If it became Tamei, so then you pour it all out right away because it's no purpose of Zilaf. It's new. If it's an old jug of wine that became Tamei, then you could do Zilaf with it. Amrulo, so they respond back to Rishmal Rabbi Yossi. Ein hachras shlishis machras. This third opinion of yours is not considered hachra, and we had this as a Rashi here. We had this earlier in the parak here. That since Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel never mentioned bias and tzedek, they were working on those with those terms. They said across the board, are you coming along and saying bias and tzedek? That's not a hachra. That's a third opinion. That's a shita b'fnei asma, and that's not considered a machriya. Says the Gemara further, Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina Machlokis. So we're going back now to the Machlokis of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua about yes, sure.
Whenever somebody's machriya, there must be some kind of kiddush. The situation, otherwise, you know, is it or not?
Like, well,
what would be an example of somebody with machriya and he doesn't add a certain situation?
So I can't think of a good example, but let's say this, taking this example, and it was phrased, worded differently. Let's say Beis Shammai says you have to spill it out, bein besada, bein bebayis, and Beis Hillel says no, you could do zilaf, okay. Bein besada. Uh-huh. So then they're working on those terms.
It before.
Exactly. Okay. But the fact that they didn't mention it, it's possible right. They had a different svara that Rabbi Shmuel is working with. The Gemara says now, going back to the discussion of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, so the machlokes shenafla pachos mimei aseh chulin tamen. The whole machlokes they are discussing whether or not you're allowed to catch the tumah falling or not, and to make it tamei, was only when the chulin had less than 100 times the tumah. Tumah, the different types of isurim can be batal in different amounts. The bas b'chalav, let's say you have a thing of bas b'chalav, you need shishim to be mevatel of iser bas b'chalav. Chuma, you require 100 times the amount of chuma. If I have a chuma here and 100 times chulin, the chuma is bato. So the whole machlokas is only when there's less than 100 in the chulin below. Because when it falls in there, you can have a mixture of chuma tmeya. But aval nafal lemeya chulin, let's say there's 100 times the amount of chuma, there's 100 times chulin in there, that tmeya, divriak called teirid vetitma, val yitmena biyad. Everybody agrees you could allow it, even be sure you allow it to fall down to become tame, because ultimately it's going to be. There's no hefsed there, because the chuman becomes batal, and you view it all as chulin tamei, and anybody, even a non-kohen, can eat it, because the chuman becomes completely batal.
It's not called ein mevatlin es lechachila that you're being passive.
You haven't, exactly, you didn't do anything. Ein mevatlin es lechachila.
You can stop it. You can stop it, but that's not.
That's not lechachila. Right. Lechachila is only if you directly add more chulin to it, that would be mevatlin es lechachila. But this, you're not adding anything to it, it just falls, and you're just being very passive. Tanya Nami Hachi, Bryce says further, Habay Chavis Shenishbura Bagas Elyona. You have something on the top of the wine press, Vitachdeh Mea Chulin, below it is 100 times the Chulin, Timein. Modi Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Shua, Shim Yachal Hatzim, Yemen Revis Batar Yat. So if the best thing to do is, of course, to save it. If you have Kalim Torim, save the Chuma. But in Lav, if you don't have Kalim Torim, then Tarid Vititma, let it go down and become Tame. Avali Timena Biyad, don't directly be Tame Biyad. So the Gemara says, so that's the Bryce, we see the same thing. Gemara says, "Hi, Modi Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua, Modi Rabbi Shua Rabbi Elazar Mibaile." So Rabbi Eliezer is the opinion who allowed you to drop it in any case. Let it just fall. Rabbi Shua said, "No, you're supposed to protect it." So it should say Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. In this case, let it fall down. It says Rabbi Eliezer agrees to Rabbi Yeshua. It should say Rabbi Yeshua agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava Epoch. It should say the other way around. You're right. Rabbi Yeshua should be agreeing to Rabbi Eliezer. You let the Chuma fall down to make everything Tameh in this case when it's 100 Chulins or more. And then Rav Huna Bred, the Rav Yeshua, Amar Liom Lo Tevich. Really don't switch out the order. And Hacha B'mayaskin and Bekli Shetocho Tower V'Gavo Tameh. Notice Rabbi Eliezer is agreeing to Rabbi Yeshua. And there's a special Kli that inside the Kli was Tower, outside the Kli was Tameh. And Mal Detema Nigzer Dilma Noga Gavo B'Chuma Kamashman. Maybe you should make a Gzera that the Chuma might touch the outside and become Tameh. What's the case? Rabbi Eliezer holds in the other case, the first case we were talking about, better not to be metame biyad. Don't take kelim atmeim to make the truma. Rather, let it fall. However, in the case of 100 below, even here he allows you to save it. We're talking about a special kli that was half tuma, half tar. The inside was tar, where you're going to catch the truma. That everybody agrees, but the outside is tame. So certainly, Rabbi Shua would allow the case. Rabbi Shua even allows if tocho is tame, you could catch it. But this case is where the outside is Tameh, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe you should be concerned. Maybe the Chuma is going to drip to the outside of the Kli and become Tameh. Maybe even here, Rabbi Eliezer said you shouldn't save with this Kalim, which is half Tameh. Kamash Malan, in this special case, Rabbi Eliezer allows you to catch the Chuma with this Kli, even though the outside might be Tameh and there's a concern the outside might touch it, here he allows you. And that's what it says where Rabbi Eliezer is Modet to Rabbi Shua. That's the beginning, the Reish of the Braisa, not the Seif of the Braisa. Hadron Lach or Abasa. Let's go.